Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, and for some of you, good morning. Welcome back to Wrestle Talk in the D with Marquez, and my man Dominic will be joining me relatively shortly to chop it up about today's wrestling news, the latest wrestling news, however you want to chop it, however you want to say it. Dominic will be joining me relatively shortly. Happy to have him back on the show. Happy to be back. It's been a while since we did this. So thankful and grateful to God that we get to run our mouth about wrestling again. I love it. I got time now. You know, I got time to do stuff like this. So I'm happy to be back. And this is Wrestle Talk in the D, if I didn't say that before. Today we got a special guest. We have Mike, one half of Pudgy Boys Sports Talk. His name is Mike. He's one of the hosts on Pudgy Boys Sports Talk. He'll be joining us at 5:30. It's a great show. It's a great show on YouTube. They talk all sports, NBA, NFL, wrestling. So that's why I brought him onto this show, so we can get to learn about Pudgy Boys Sports Talk as well. I want to pick his brain about the latest news in wrestling and the latest happenings in wrestling. And then we want to touch on the NFL draft. Also want to touch on the NBA playoffs with him. So we go get the most out of Mike when he comes on at 5:30. There's a lot we can talk about today, and so many things we can chop it up about. Jade Cargill, Bianca Belair, that tag team. Roman Reigns is no longer the champion anymore. The bloodline is all over the place right now. Cody Rhodes finished that story a couple weeks ago. He's your new WWE champion. My man Swerve, even though I don't watch AEW a lot, but my man Swerve is the new AEW champion. So I don't know where we're going to start at, but I'm going to bring my man Dominic on, who's been doing his show with me since 2019. We don't do it as much anymore, obviously, but he's always been here. He's always been supportive and loyal. So let's bring Dominic on the show, and we can chop it up until Mike calls in. What's up? What's up, Brother Dom? Brother Dom, what's up, brother?
What's going on? Who's house?
Chaz house. What's going on, man?
No, man, we can't say that. This Dom and Chaz house. Actually, it's Swerve's house.
Yeah, it's finally, man. It was like when I saw it was like tears of joy, man. That meant that brother deserves it.
Yep.
Long time coming.
Yep. I'm truly happy for him myself. When I woke up and saw your text, I'm like, "Oh, Dominic must watch Dynasty last night or caught the main event." But I'm right there with you. From where he's come from, because I didn't follow him before he went to NXT, but I know he's been wrestling for quite some time. I think over in Lucha Underground and a few other independent places. But this is monumental. This is truly monumental. I know Swerve, he mentioned that he wanted to be the first Black AEW champion, and I wish we can keep race out of it, but I get where he's coming from, and I'm happy for him. He wanted to be the first black AEW champion, so I'm happy for him. And I think Dominic, he was primed for the role. You know, he was primed for that spot. You know, he's been working his butt to get over in AEW, and Swerve is he's over. You know, so why not give him the championship right now? I think it's the right move for that company and the right person to get behind.
Yeah, absolutely, Martez. Like, you know, he didn't jump. He was one of many that got released during that WWE releasing. He was like, well, I don't want to jump back. And when they gave the offer, the freeze, hiring freeze, was over. You know, he was like, no, let me take my ball and see what I can do. Let me see. Let me prove myself. Let me show that I am, you know, I'm worthy. I'm championship worthy in these other promotions. And that's what he did, man. I mean, you know, same here, man. I knew him first from WWE, but then watching those, you know, free on YouTube, those free matches or those, you know, indie, you know, free indie matches and seeing his work and what he's, you know, about besides his, you know, Swerve, you know, gimmick, WWE, and, you know, it's a long time coming, like I said. He's been grinding. He's putting in the work, and, you know, he's so much over right now.
Yep.
But, you know, for AEW, he can definitely be one of those persons right now in AEW to take, you know, to be a flagship champion, can take them to new heights and levels. So, congratulations, Swerve.
Absolutely. And you know who, before we, I don't know how long I got you tonight, because we want to go try to go 90 minutes tonight. I don't know how long I got you.
Okay.
But whenever you have to go, just let me know. He kind of reminds me of Eddie Guerrero, when Eddie Guerrero signed with WWE. Because Eddie Guerrero, you know, for me, he was just a cruiserweight wrestler. You know, like, I associated him with cruiserweight. You know, with wrestling with the people, Rey Mysterio, Juventud Guerrero, to name a few. Like, I associated him with cruiserweight. When he got over to WWE, you know, he quickly became a main event wrestler, and I kind of associate Swerve with that because I always thought Swerve was kind of in that cruiserweight, maybe mid card. Title lane, mid-card kind of lane, but lo and behold, like I say, Swerve has ascended into being the main event star, and there's no way he can go back now. There's no way he can look back now. Now, he's a main event guy. He's not a cruiserweight. He's not a mid-card person. He's a main event guy, and shout out to those folks at AEW for giving him the keys to the castle.
As you see, when he was in WWE, he had to link up, you know, be a part of some type of fashion, mid-card fashion, just to get, you know, TV time and record, notoriety, just to show talent. So he's definitely showing, like, I'm a main eventer. I'm here to stay. I'm here in your household. I can sell.
Yep.
Put me on the main event, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, yeah, Swerve is your new AEW Men's Heavyweight Champion. It was a lot of stuff I wanted to jump into, Dominic, before we get Mike on the show. Like, tonight is the 20-woman Women's Battle Royal for the Women's World Championship.
Oh.
Yes. Rhea Ripley had to vacate the title due to injury. It's a big battle royal tonight. I don't know who I'm going with. I don't know about you, but it's a few people that I think they can go with. Becky Lynch, Liv Morgan, Nia Jax. I think
those are my top three.
Yeah. Those are top three.
You said it best, sir. Go ahead.
Mm-mm. Well, I was going to say, I think Nia, out of everybody, out of those three, I think Nia might deserve it more. I'm really a fan of what Nia has done since coming back to WWE. I felt like she has taken this opportunity and made the most of it. I think she has done a great job. As much as people want to give her flack and say she's negligent in the ring with her opponents, you know, I think people just hate on Nia for a lot of unnecessary reasons. I think if I was booking this tonight, Dominic, I think I'll pencil in Nia as your new Women's World Champion. I mean, if they give it to Liv, I wouldn't be mad. And I love Becky Lynch, but I don't think she need that belt. I think it should be Nia's and Nia's only.
Martez, this is why I'm glad we doing this show today. I miss this chemistry. I miss this same page of levelcy. I'm totally 1,000% on board. I'm same here. I've been, she was kind of careless and negligent her first round, but she matured. She got it together. And has played her role and doing it the right way. This second time around, she totally deserves it. We need a good heel, right now in the WWE as far as the female division, a good female heat magnet that's over right now. Since Rhea was at that point, but now she did understand the time. And now, as you see, she's turning more to the baby face role now.
Mm-hmm.
And who's next in line? Who can sell tickets?
Yep.
Nia, you got to.
Yep.
You got to. So, long story short, I 1,000% agree with you. Like I said, those are the top three. It's going to be down to those three. You know my stand on Becky. I don't know if they're not to jump so much conclusion, you know, with her, with now NXT is going to be a third brand. She's going to be a surprise main roster, you know, star that's going to, you know, say, hey, I don't mind, you know, draft me to NXT, you know, I don't mind going to NXT. You know, and being the woman and carrying a women's championship again. So yeah.
Yeah, I'm completely completely with you. I like your commentary on everything, and especially with the whole they need a bona fide heel, because you was right about Rhea. That mommy stuff got over. That mommy stuff got extremely over with the fans, and you know, I think the fans were just waiting on an opportunity to cheer Rhea Ripley, like to totally cheer Rhea Ripley. And we got Liv Morgan to thank, you know. You know, we got Liv Morgan to thank for this. It's because of a little incident backstage on Raw that Rhea got injured, you know, and the fans have turned on Liv Morgan and fully have begun supporting Rhea Ripley. So Nia might not be the only heel. I think we're going to see some fans really give it to Liv Morgan. And I'm not trying to veer off the topic, but I think we're going to see the fans really, really give it to Liv Morgan. I think this is needed for Liv Morgan.
Yeah.
Liv Morgan hasn't been a heel since she was with the Riot Squad the first time.
Riot Squad days, yeah.
Yeah, well, she wore pink hair, and I remember she got drafted to SmackDown, and she's been a face ever since. So this is a welcome addition. Yeah, welcome addition. Her being a heel is, I'm receiving it well. So I think her and Nia might be neck and neck far as the top female heels at this point. And I think Candice LeRae is following, is not too far behind him, but Nia Jackson, Liv Morgan. Now, let me ask you this question. Whoever wins this championship tonight, is this a championship that they're holding until Rhea gets back? Or could you see a scenario where this champion actually gets over to the point where it's going to be hard to give it to Rhea back? Because my initial thought, Dominic, and I'm going to let you get back on here. My initial thought is whoever wins tonight is just holding it. Who's just a placeholder until Rhea gets back, until Mommy gets back. But we have saw situations where someone may have been penciled in as the transitional champion, but they got so over that it was hard to pull that title off them. So, I mean, what is your assessment on that I just said?
I totally agree. I think most definitely they're gonna ride the wave for a couple of weeks, maybe a month, whoever get this championship, and see how the fans react or the chemistry with it until, you know, Rhea come back. You know, they're gonna see, and then if Rhea come back, when she do, it's like, you know, do Rhea really need to or did they get over enough that we can keep it on this person, this female? Or do we need to put it back on Rhea? Or, we're going to see. Time's going to tell. So.
Yeah. And then Dominic, go ahead.
Oh, no. You good.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think everything is really going to formulate like after next week when the draft happens. When we figure out who's going over here, who's going over there, who's going over there, now that NXT is involved with this. Because in my head, Dominic, I think like no better time than now, no better year than now should they go full speed ahead with the Rhea versus Bianca. And that's something that they've been flirting with for some years now. I know it was supposed to happen, I think, a couple SummerSlams ago, but one of the two got injured. I think it was Bianca that got injured, so it didn't happen. But I think Rhea versus Bianca is the way to go leading to next year's WrestleMania. So at some point, Rhea's going to get that title back, and I think she's going to have it on the line against a heel Bianca Belair, because I think – and there's so much we can talk about, man. It's just because the heel Bianca run is coming.
It's coming back. You got to remember, Bianca was originally a heel in NXT when she got it together. Mm-hmm. The bossy, you know, that was really Bianca to the point she, you know, really took some, you know, criticism and crafted it and molded it and knew where to go with it. Then, you know, when it finally took off. That, you know, she was, you know, once one of those as well. Like, she was so good and being an antagonist and you know, athletic heel to the point she got over with the fans. That when she got them, you know, towards the end of her run and got the call up, she became that baby face. So it's good for Bianca to step back into that heel persona that we if you follow NXT, that kind of made her, you know, kind of put her on the map, because I love her accomplishments, what she has done, but I'm like I said, my opinion right now, the female roster is a lot. From Raw, SmackDown, and NXT is very stale. It's very no direction at this time.
Yeah.
It can be a lot of improvements, and that's one of my improvements. I feel like it's time for Bianca to go back to her heelish ways.
Yep.
Yeah, it's that. That's money.
Yeah, I think it's well overdue.
Yeah,
man, I think it's well overdue. I think what's helping her right now is she's paired with Jade, because that's really going to be able to, like, hide the fact that she may be stale as a babyface. So I think her and Jade being paired together, I think that's going to help. Because I was one of those people like, her to turn her heel, she's getting stale. But I think the world isn't ready for a heel, Bianca. Because once she's unleashed, I think it's going to be some of the best work we've seen. You know, I remember you.
Like I said, Bianca was the heel. Like, mainly her majority of her time at NXT, she was the heel.
Yep. And I remember you were telling me about her. I remember you was telling about it, then I got on the Bianca and NXT train late, and I actually started really paying attention to her during that Charlotte Flair, Rhea Ripley feud.
That's when she started taking off into, that's why I think was her kayfabe mobile up into babyface.
Yep.
When she was like, okay, this is the Bianca Belair. Yeah, and then with real quick, so we keep moving. Jade Cargill, her character, you know, right now, you know, from AEW, you know, she's more of this glamazon, you know, heel though. You know, like the categories of your Brocks and Goldbergs, you know, just undefeated. You know, showcase, you know, a trophy competitor that was a heel. So, I mean, it's good that right now, you know, now that she's with WWE, got that baby, you know, as have her as a baby face. But eventually, I would like to see both of them kind of turn heel. Say, you know, well, you know, this baby face ain't working out, or you know, you guys as the fans wasn't behind me, or you as the guys wasn't so supportive. I tried to do this way, you guys, but we doing this our way, what we originally know. I want that out of both of them.
So you said you want them both to be healed at the same time. You're not necessarily looking for Bianca to get out on her own and do heel work on her own. You actually want the heel move to work out through the tag team.
Yeah, because I would like to see another female faction between, you know, I would like to see it as well. Naomi is another one. It's like, I love that she's back, but I just feel like the babyface Naomi, it's over, but it's as far as her accomplishment and getting the job done.
Right.
It's not getting it.
It's not. And you said something powerful. Yeah, it's over, but it's also over. Naomi, her, that character. Really? So you said something powerful in that little sequence, man. Naomi, I always say this, and I actually was telling one of my lady friends from high school this, because she's back into wrestling. No, we lost Dominic. Let's hope he calls back in, Shirley. But we were just getting ready to get at it, talking about Naomi. Naomi is incredibly over with the fans. The whole glow, the whole dancing, that stick, she's incredibly over with the fans. She absolutely will. Let's bring Dominic back on. Dominic, what I was getting ready to say, I was telling one of my friends from high school that, and I always say this, Naomi's best work for Martez, for me, is when she was with Team Bad. When she's with Team Bad, like, I saw a different type of Naomi, you know? I love that edge that she brought to Team Bad. I truly do. And I've been missing that for a long, long time now. Now, glow is cool. Glow is nice, but I truly believe Naomi needs to consume being a heel again. You know, hopefully they pull that trigger at some point on Naomi because the whole glow,
yeah, that's
glow gimmick stick, it's really outdated and getting old for me. But that's just me.
Yeah, that's what I say. It's time to rotate. It's like whoever you with your baby face need to be your heel. They need to expand their range, like an actor. That's the term, as they say, go deep down in your bag. It's time for a lot of these females competitors to do that right now.
Yep, and I'm learning that in life as well. Like, you can always dig deeper, right? You can always dig deeper and pull out things you didn't know was there. You know, you can always mm-hmm. elevate to a whole nother level that you probably couldn't think you can get to, or maybe you thought you can get to. I just think it's always more. It's always more creatively that you can tap into. And Mike from the Pudgy Boy Sports Talk show on YouTube, he's called in. He's on hold right now. So, Dominic, let's pick this back up once we get done speaking to Mike. And feel free, if you want to ask him any questions, feel free to cut me off at any point, Dominic. I definitely, if Mike is okay with this, definitely want to get to know about Pudgy Boys Sports Talk. And then after that, I want to be able to potentially talk about how you feel the state of wrestling is right now, along with want to talk some NBA and talk some NFL draft with him. So in this short amount of time that we're going to talk to him, hopefully Mike is okay with that. But I always say this, nobody has to accept your invitation, right? Nobody has to accept your invitation. It could be an invitation to a birthday party, a graduation, a bar mitzvah, whatever. It can be an invitation to anything. Nobody has to accept your invitation. So I'm always thankful when someone says yes to come on this particular show, because he doesn't have to. He has stuff that he's doing in life, you know. So I'm thankful to Mike from the Pudgy Boys Sports Talk Show for coming on this show today. Hopefully I said that correctly. But before we bring him on, I want to give him a proper intro. After the intro is over, we're going to turn him off mute, and then we'll bring Mike on to the show. People, let's bring on Mike to the show. This is Mike, one of the hosts of Pudgy Boys Sports Talk on YouTube. Let's bring one to the show. Good afternoon, Mike. Good evening.
Hey, how's it going, guys? How are you?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
Oh, can you hear me?
A little bit better now. Yeah, thank you for joining the show.
Yeah, not a problem. Thank you guys for having me on.
I appreciate it. I know you're a busy man. You got your own show that you attended to, and so I'm always thankful when someone takes time to come on this show. And I don't want to keep you on here too long. We want to just get it out there real quick. How did this podcast, this show, come about, the Pudgy Boys Sports Talk?
Again, thank you guys for having us on, or one half of us, and pretty much – The start of our channel was pretty much based on what we see on, like, the likes of ESPN and all these other shows nowadays, where sometimes people get mixed up in the thought process of, just because people are on TV doesn't mean that they're experts about sports. or wrestling or whatever the case is. So, I mean, we've always wanted to be on, like, sports talk radio and all that stuff. And these people that are on TV now pretty much drive us with some of the things that they say and some of the takes that they say, you know, mostly probably for clicks, just to get themselves more ratings. But it seems like the internet sports take or internet wrestling community is kind of taking over the experts, quote unquote, that you see on TV nowadays. So that kind of drives us to where we're at today.
Awesome. Well, I agree with you. It does seem like there's a shift in media in general. You know, like I find myself listening to more podcasts or just radio shows versus watching an ESPN or Fox Sports on TV. Because I almost feel like you don't really get the authentic takes from TV versus like podcasts and things of that nature. I don't know if you can agree with that, but you know, I definitely am on that boat of not really trying to get my information from TV anymore, because the podcasts are so, some of these podcasts are so authentic and real. So I agree with a lot of what you said.
Yeah, spot on. Because you know, sometimes like when I'm watching a game of my favorite team, I want to see. You could tell right away that some of the guys that speak or some of the girls that speak on these networks, they're not watching the full games. You know, just a quick example is like Stephen A. Smith. Just a quick example of him calling himself a diehard Knicks fan. It's mind-boggling to me that anybody would believe him if they just watch him on a daily basis. But, you know, it's little things like that. When guys like Shannon Sharp called Jalen Brunson not efficient, you know, you just slapping some of the fans in their face when they've been watching the season. But I've gone to YouTube. I started following people on social media. We found you guys. You know, we like what you guys are doing. We like, you know, channels just like yours. And you get more of the information. It seems like we're more people that are watching game by game instead of just getting talking points from their producers on TV.
Absolutely. A lot of this stuff is getting exposed now anyway. Me and my brother, we were just talking about Stephen A. Smith, ironically, last night, because for years, and I'm going to move along with this, with the conversation, but for years I watched First Take because of Stephen A. Smith, and I realized like they put him out there because he's entertaining, but he necessarily doesn't know what he's talking about, you know. But if he can do his magic work on you for 2 hours, then he's done his job. So,
yeah.
So what you said was absolutely spot on. To go back to the Pudgy Boys Sports Talk Show, how did that name come about? What was the process for that?
So pretty much more me than my partner, Eric. We're pudgy guys, you know, pretty much. We're pudgy guys, and, you know, we originally tried two guys, one mic, which would have been pretty cool, but that name was taken in, like, every kind of way you could imagine that name was taken, because it sounds pretty but, you know, Pudgy Boys, it was like an idea from a coworker of ours, and we ran with it, and so far it's hopefully seems to be trending in the right direction. It's kind of catchy when you see it, but
yeah, that's it. It is, you know, and I'm a fan of what you guys are doing. I'm not going to lie and say I get a chance to listen to it all the time, but when I do listen to it, it's some good stuff. It's some well-produced stuff that you guys put out. It's very professional looking. You know, you should definitely be proud of that. But what is it like the day of a show? Now, what does that entail? What do you guys have to go through to produce a show? Because a lot of times people just see the finished product. But I want to know what goes on before the finished product is out there.
Yeah, so, you know, it's, as you guys probably know and anybody who does this, it's real just trying to get on the same schedule with the both of us is hard enough in itself. You know, we all work full-time jobs. You know, some people work jobs. So, you know, in order to get yourself, hey, do you want to record Monday? Oh, I can't Monday. I got this going on. What about Tuesday? What about Wednesday? So just trying to get the first day of scheduling And then you have to be, you know, with a lot of the stuff that happens nowadays, you have to make sure you're on top of what's trending. Pretty, we've noticed too. Like if we miss a, if something happens on a Monday and we put a video out on like a Wednesday, it's dead at that point. With the attention span of everybody now, it's kind of, you got to be able to do things quick. So we try and schedule multiple videos for like one sitting a week, and then we kind of just put stuff out. And you know, we're scared. We're doing it from two different places, which is good that we have the ability to do that. So
yeah.
But that's pretty much, you know, with the full-time schedules, just getting it together in the first place is probably the hardest part about it.
Absolutely, absolutely. I completely agree. This is Russell talking. Indeed, we're talking to Mike, one half of the Pudgy Boys Sports Talk Show that you can listen to on YouTube. They are also on Instagram, which I'll let Mike talk about a little bit later, where you can find them. I want to shift real quick because I don't want to keep you too long, but you talk wrestling too. When I first came across your page, I just thought you did every sport but wrestling. But I mean, I think I saw a video you talking about Seth Rollins. I don't know exactly what you were talking about. And then I really enjoyed it, you know. So in the back of my head, I'm like, at some point, once I get started back doing these shows again, I'm going to try to get him on. But how long have you been a wrestling fan? And
oh, man, yeah. So I'm 34 now. Pretty much my starting point was, I want to say like start of 97.
Okay.
So I came right into the Attitude Era, which kind of is a very nostalgic point for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So, since then, and I'm like most people, I've taken a couple breaks in between then. There was kind of a low point, you know, for me in wrestling in the mid to 2010s.
Yeah,
I kind of said, all right, this just isn't for me anymore. But you still keep up with it, and you still see what's going on. But now, over the last 5 years or so, I've completely gotten back into it, and I think it's at one of the hottest points it's ever been since I've even been following.
Wow. What did you think about Cody Rhodes finishing the story? And on top of that, what do you think about Roman Reigns and the title run he had? You can answer those two questions for me. I'm intrigued to hear what you got to say on that.
Yeah, so Cody finishing the story was, going into Mania, I was kind of 50-50, right? I love Cody finishing the story, but deep down, I didn't want to see Roman go away yet, because I think some people didn't really appreciate the run that Roman was having, and we've all become so accustomed to him as champion. It almost seems like WWE finished their season after WrestleMania 40, and we're all just waiting the next day now for the next season. And, you know, Cody being champion, you knew Roman was going to step away. You knew Rock was going to step away. The thing that I'm a little nervous about, without trying to sound too negative, is who's going to step up in their place over the next coming months. Cody's good, but, you know, I need a few guys are going to have to step up in their places, because you knew when Cody became champion, everything was just going to change and become different.
You're right. And Mike, I don't think people prepare for that. Even me, I didn't prepare for that, because people don't appreciate nothing until it's gone. And I don't think people, like you say, they didn't appreciate Roman enough and the job that he did. You know, that's a big, tall task to have the company on your back for not 1 year, not 2 years, not 3 years, 4 years, and not even including the years that he was a babyface that Vince tried to put him on top that people didn't receive. But obviously I'm not the one being interviewed, but I'm going to be quiet in a second. But that was my biggest also fear for Cody Rhodes, because it's like some of these fans, they with you on the grind, but the moment you get to the top, they're ready to turn on you. So that was one of my fears too about Cody, that people are going to turn on him if he can't actually be that guy. You know, so hopefully Cody can really fill those shoes that Roman left.
Yeah, and you know, you're seeing it already. If you go on Twitter enough or you go on social media enough, people are turning on Cody already, calling him boring and But this is what this is what everybody wanted. They wanted the glitz and glam of Cody winning, and then you can't turn on him yet. It's too early.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks.
It's been two weeks, and everyone's begging for Roman again.
Absolutely. Did you hear that last week? We want Roman.
Yeah, they're all back. Because now with the whole Solo situation, nobody's taking that seriously because the guy hasn't won in like 6 months since he beat Cena or lost to Cena. You know, why would they, you know, this company needs Roman back, I think, a little quicker than they anticipated.
Absolutely. I'm see my partner Dominic. Sometimes he don't like to do the question part on the interviews. He's pretty chill guy, but I'm gonna see if he has any questions for you. Dominic, you got any questions for Mike?
I wanted to kind of step away from WWE. You answered pretty much my questions. I ain't gonna say answer, but those good questions. And step into the NBA. My question is with the NBA right now, that is the playoff. It's playoff season. How do you feel about the new in-game tournament? And as well, and do you feel like, should it stay or should it go?
Yeah, it's a good question. Like everything at first, you get used to something for so long, you hate change. But initially, when the play-in tournament was announced, I said, this is dumb. What are we doing? Why should a team with like 34 wins get a chance to play in the playoffs? But, you know, I think this is year maybe three or four with this play-in tournament now. And it is one of the most exciting things to end one of these, like basketball. I think even hockey is trying to introduce it as early as next year. And up until the last game of the year, there was something to play for 12 to 13 out of the 15 teams in the Eastern Conference. So I think it's actually a really, really good idea. It sucks that it's a one and done. And if you're a team that just gets bad luck, you might lose on one game. But I think it's a really good thing that the NBA introduced. The actual in-season tournament, I don't like at all. But that's something I wish they didn't go to with the whole Vegas tournament, the Lakers winning, raising a banner, and I think it's just a little more embarrassing.
Yeah, you know what? I respect it, and I hear where you're coming from. Japan's. Let's see, man. Oh, one more, I guess, real quick. With the draft coming up this Thursday, man. I forgot where you guys are located, me and Marquez. I know, obviously, we're here in Detroit. How excited are you for this year's draft, and what's your take on it?
Yeah, we're from New York, so we haven't seen – well, I'm a Giants fan myself. Eric's a Jets fan. But combined, I think we've been the two worst teams in each conference over the last 10 years. And, man, I'm excited. I mean, Detroit, you guys got a really good team over there. They've built a really solid team, great head coach. And it's about time for that city, right? There's been a lot of suffering with Detroit for the longest time, and now it seems like they're on the right track. But in terms of Giants, I mean, they need a quarterback. I'd love to see them grab a quarterback, but if I don't want them to give up, I don't want them to mortgage their future for a guy that they're not really in love with. If they love the guy, go up, go get him. Doesn't matter what you give up, because this league, you need a franchise quarterback to win. So whatever it takes to get one, get one. If not, I would love Malik Nabers from LSU, Marvin Harrison if he could fall to six. You know, something like that. But the draft, it's always exciting.
And it very assistance here. And, Detroit downtown, that me and downtown Detroit, me and Marquez knows a lot about. That's FYI where I met my other half, Marquez. That's the other half. Like, we know. But my partner in crime, my bro, Martez, years ago.
I appreciate it, dog.
Lord, no. I'm sorry.
Tell me that impression.
I met you, Bartez, and yeah, we is truly excited.
Yeah, we gonna get back to you, Mike. Sometimes it's cool to do things by yourself, but you need a partner with certain things, you know. And I'm happy I got Dominic that I can do this show with, because otherwise it'd be boring. So I'm happy I got Dominic. But Mike, I don't know if you're a hockey fan. If you are, what are the chances that New York Rangers finally win the Stanley Cup for the first time since 1994?
Oh my God! Put it this way: if not this year, when the hell are they going to do it? Because they win the President's Cup, they the most wins in hockey, most wins in franchise history. And if you're not going to do it this year, I don't know what do you expect fans to think anymore? I mean, everything is aligning for the Rangers. They have a nice first round matchup. Ovechkin's not the same guy anymore. They should run right past the Capitals without a problem. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if not this year, when? They did everything they possibly could in the regular season.
Absolutely. From afar, I've been rooting for the Rangers for quite some time. I was hoping that they won a couple years ago. Who did they play? Did they play I think they went to the Cup and played L.A. a few years back, but I think they went back more recent than that, right, to the Cup?
Yeah, I think they played the Kings.
Kings. So I'm sort of a mild Rangers fan. Now, we're going to get back to your show, but last sports question. The Yankees, that was my favorite team growing up. Like, it's still my favorite team. Then it's the Tigers as far as baseball. That's another team that I think needs to win the World Series as soon as possible. What's the temperature like in New York for the Yankees? What are the expectations?
As a Mets fan that I am, I don't really have expectations from the Yanks, but I do follow them every single day. It's World Series a bust for them every year. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So, the fans are running very impatient with Aaron Boone. Fans are running impatient with ownership, and getting Juan Soto here was a great move, although be it 1 year, I think he'll be a Met next season, just my opinion.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge looks completely lost at the plate, and that's all they're talking about now on sports radio is, because he's in the second year of a long-term deal that's going to take him up to about year age 42, 41. Mm-hmm. So fans are extremely – I mean, they have the most wins in baseball, but they're very worried about Aaron Judge right now. And if they don't pick it – if he doesn't pick it up, that team's just going nowhere, and it's going to be another year of fans just panicking again.
Absolutely. Now, I don't know if we have you on before this is back. Even if you want to come back on, I don't know if we have you on before this is over. But who is your – I don't know if you told Dominic this, but who's your pick to win the NBA championship? I just want to get your predictions on that.
The Knicks. Not even close. The Knicks. And it doesn't matter who they play.
Yeah. I think they got a good chance to get to the finals.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it would have been nice to have Randall healthy, but I still think they got a very good team despite that. Embiid just does not look like Embiid. That knee is real bulky, and there's something going on there.
Yeah.
I think they'll handle the Sixers, and then whoever they play in the second round, Bucks, Pacers, doesn't matter. Boston's the biggest threat, but it's the Knicks, champions.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. Now, what's coming up down the pipeline, or what's coming up next for the Pudgy Boys Sports Talk Show that you can enlighten our listeners on?
So yeah, we've been heavy into the draft talk. We're gonna be doing a couple more mock drafts, Giant Jet full round mock drafts coming up in the channel, post-draft grades, all that stuff that we're all clueless about until the guys actually hit the field. We're going to be doing mostly I'm going to be doing myself wrestling stuff. Eric is like the UFC guy. He's into that. I'm into wrestling. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little baseball. Just get the temperature of the channel. But a lot of it is football. A lot of it is wrestling, UFC. And with the WWE draft coming up soon, that'll be a heavy thing on the channel in the next 2 weeks. So, yeah, that's pretty much where we're at this point.
Awesome, awesome. We'll make sure we do a better job of sharing your content and things of that nature so more people can see what you guys are doing, which is some good things over there at the Pudgy Boys Sports Talk Show. Before we let you go, where can people find you, social media, and where can they listen to you at?
Yeah, it's all the same, Pudgy Boys with a Z. Sports Talk on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and maybe coming soon to Spotify near you. We're trying to work on that. An actual longer podcast where we just discuss stuff from the olden times, like 90s sports and all the stuff we grew up with. But for now, that's kind of where we're at. And, you know, we really appreciate you guys for finding us in the first place, and we like what you guys are doing and helping each other out like this. We got to have you guys on real soon, and we'll just take it from there.
Hey, I appreciate it. I know Dominic appreciates it. Thank you for coming on, and I'll definitely thank you on the back end, send you a message of thank you, and hopefully we can get you back on here sometime before the summer starts or mid-summer.
Yeah, anytime, man. We appreciate you guys.
No problem. Thank you. Have
appreciate
a good day,
you.
Brother.
Have a great night, guys.
You as well.
Dominic, what a great interview. You know, what a excellent person to talk to. So you never know how these things are going to go, but you know, it seems like people enjoy talking to us. It seems we've been doing this since what, 19, off and on since 19. Seems like we try to create an atmosphere where people enjoy coming on here, you know, and just letting it all loose.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, shout out to Mike, one half of the Pudgy Boys Sports Talk Show. You can find him on YouTube, Instagram. Please give him a listen. Please give him a share. Give him a like. Now, Dominic, we got a few more minutes to go into the show. I don't know how much time I got with you, but I'll let it go at least like 10 more minutes with you if you got time.
Yep. Let's go.
Okay. All right. Let's park at the WWE draft next week. I don't know where to start, but the WWE draft is this Friday. I'm looking forward to it, especially with the addition of NXT being taken serious as the third brand. I can only assume that they making it known that they're the third brand because of the move to CW. But I can imagine that they want to put some notable people on NXT because of they want to impress the people that tune into the CW. I think NXT will be a welcome sight to the CW network, which is, for me, generally a mild channel. It's one of the big channels, but I don't think too many people watch CW that much.
Not to cut you off, but it's not how the way it was back when it was UPN.
Right. It's not. It's definitely not. One of my things about, and I know we're going to talk about the draft, one of my things is this. I don't know what day they're going to put NXT on. I don't know what day they're going to put SmackDown on. Like, part of me feels like you got Raw is going to Netflix. I'm assuming they're going to keep Raw on Mondays. But it may be a possibility because lately they've been calling Raw. In certain instances, they call it Raw instead of Monday Night Raw. I don't know. Raw can go to a different day on Netflix. I doubt it, but that's a far-fetched possibility. I don't see SmackDown remaining on Fridays. I could see SmackDown going to a Tuesday. I could see NXT potentially going to a Wednesday or a Friday. I don't know if they want to go head-to-head with AEW again on Wednesday. I like to think that they will win this time. On the Wednesday, if they choose to go head-to-head with AEW. But I can see NXT on a Friday, SmackDown move back to Tuesday. Have you had any thought on where these shows will land once all the contracts are up with their current media partners?
This is a good intake. I never really took the time to consider that these shows are moving. I mean, the time spots are moving once they move to these networks. Raw has been competing with, its main factor has been, Monday Night Football for almost 25 plus years, you can say. What would it be, like Sunday Night Raw? Saturday Night Raw, Would they try to, compete with Collision?
Mm-hmm.
SmackDown, Tuesday night? And NXT, maybe Wednesday or Thursday night? If so, it's like, I think they're going to, if they do that, WWE do that, in my conclusion, it's like, they're going to pretty much, I don't think they're going to try to go head-to-head, like have a show directly whenever AEW have one of their shows on products. I can see them like kind of alternating, keeping, a Tuesday night show, maybe a Thursday, moving to a Thursday night show and maybe a Sunday night.
Oh, you think so? Oh,
I mean, you remember Sunday Night Heat?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, that's just my insight. My two cents. Mm-hmm. I'm not down you. You may be on to something with that, with that intake. But
yeah,
I'll personally say just keep it the way it is.
Yeah.
Or as the time slots, keep Monday on Monday Night Raw. Maybe NXT can maybe move to a Thursday night.
Right.
Maybe the Tuesday or maybe Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
And SmackDown stay on Friday night, SmackDown moving to USA, it could probably, so we could get more action, maybe give it another extra hour. Because I think at one point in time, was SmackDown 3 hours too? They had it.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken, it was.
Say that again.
Was SmackDown ever a 3 hour show?
It was always a 2 hour show.
Always 2 hours. I think it would be good to just give it that extra, like I said, money's worth to make it an officially 3 hour show when it goes to USA.
Absolutely.
No,
I was going to say, it's funny, over the years, so many people wish that Raw would go back to 2 hours. They feel like Raw gets a little
boring.
Stale after the first 2 hours. But let's see how it go with Triple H. That was a different era. I think the way it's moving right now, they're gonna be able to fill in certain spots so the show can stay hot throughout all three hours. I think it's been working.
Not to cut you off, to jump right in, you're absolutely right. I feel like it's a difference. You can always, throughout these 5 or 6 years, you can tell who was in charge. When Vince was in charge, you know, those the Raw shows, you could tell was kind of roller coaster or was, like you said, stale. First hour could be wow, then the next 2 hours it could just be, you can hear it in the crowd. But, you know, with Triple H now, it's so fully his regime, you know, it's a whole different booking, crowd reaction. It's just a fresh breath of air.
Yes.
So I really want, you know, even though it's moving to Netflix, well, I really don't want it to go back down to 2 hours, you know. So
yeah, you're like me. The more wrestling, the better. And I'm gonna let us get out of here in the next 60 seconds of it. It's crazy to think this is when you was watching NXT at its peak. Like, NXT was an hour on a WWE network, right?
Yeah.
and that's still crazy. And for months and weeks and maybe even years, people were saying that was the best WWE product at the time, NXT. Mm. And it was only coming up for an hour.
It didn't fall. It took its peak. And I wish, you know, they can kind of, it seemed like they're getting back in form, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, it seemed like, you know, that era, not just that black and gold era, it's just especially when God bless, when Dusty was there as the coach.
Yeah.
And Triple H was the, you know, operator, creative operator. It was just magic. You just was very, you know, as a true wrestling fan, you was very in store the next week on, you know, what was to come with these characters. We was, you know, knowing it's developmental, that was, you know, learning the trade, developing their craft and workmanship and competitiveness to entertain us and to get to that next level, man.
And you know what,
That era was truly magic.
It indeed was, and I shoot myself in the foot a lot because I was one of those types. If it ain't Raw or SmackDown, I ain't watching. I'm gonna start on a lot of hot stuff. And I can go back now and watch it, and I'm like, dang, I wish I was watching it then. Man, people, I remember you were talking.
I mean, same here. Like I mean, like I said, that first class they gave us, I was just really chopping it up, man. I didn't really catch fire, or I was late to watching it. I mean, I was watching on-off mix. I didn't really try to consistent, fully die-hard watch it until, like I said, the Sammys, the KO, Asuka, you know, the Adam Cole, you know, et cetera, that era. Like that 2014-2015 class on the way to 2020 class, man. Those was just like, man.
Yep. Really, really good, man. Really, really good. I won't keep us up too long. Hopefully, we can do this again. This is something that I want to get this. I can put that out there. I want to do this more. With availability being shortened, it gives us more time to do these shows. You know, maybe figure out a time we can do it together. But I miss this. You know, sometimes you gotta step away to regain the love for something again. And I think me and you doing this is something that I look forward to doing it often. I know we can't do it every week probably, but as often as we can, you know, I love to do it. Any final thoughts, Dominic, before we get out of here?
Just final thoughts, man. Like I said, I'm such a big wrestling fan right now for almost every promotion right now. You know, new champions, look like new eras, not just WWE, TNA, which I'm liking the direction they're trying to head towards and achieve for greatness, man. I'm you know, man, the Matt Hardy.
Yes, yes, yes.
delete, bad. Like I said, AEW, you know, they had their you know, with Swerve winning, you know, it really, you know, that's one of my, you know, my high achievements. I'm glad that they, you know, did.
Yeah.
You know, that's like I said.
I think this go around, it'll be nice. With 30 seconds to go, it'll be nice for us to. We love our WWE, but it'd be nice for us to expand ourselves and do a little, go against what we normally would do, and maybe one day talk 90% TNA and 10% WWE, or 90% AEW. You know, really challenge ourselves.
Well,
that'd be a nice thing to do.
Like that's what we got to do. We got to do our homework one day and be like, okay, we're gonna watch a week, be fully committed to watching AEW and TNA along with WWE. Everybody, we got to have more discussions and topics on those promotions in New Japan along with, you know, on a, you know, level with WWE, you know, the main topics of each promotion. You just can't do WWE.
Mm-hmm.
There, you know, the big, you know, let's do everybody, the good, the bad, the ugly, what's hot, what's not, what's unfold, bam, bam, bam. We, you know, like we said, man, we get better each time, man, we do this show, man. Like I said, from 2019, when we were both just being so modest and cutting each other off, we were getting better, man.
Yep. I agree. I think you get better with age, experience, and it's also good, Dominic, to be a student. Like I know we got to get out of here, but I've been able to listen to other shows and how they, not to be like them, but it's good to listen to other people and see how they do things. You know, you can't just think
exactly.
You're so smart that you can't get knowledge from other people.
And like I said, I've been a fan of First Take, a fan of, you know, all types of genre of the podcast show, you know, Drink Champs with the hip hop scene, and you know, the Joe Budden podcast, the Joe Rogan's, the you know, you name it, I'm a fan of it. You know, sports, entertainment, music, fashion, gaming. I'm a fan of, you know, a lot of them. So, you know, like I said, you know, I listen to them, but you know, I really, you know, at first, I admit, I tried to take or imitate, you know, especially Stephen A., you know, how the way he go on rants, but, you know, realizing, you know, at the end of the day, you got to be yourself. You got to be original. That's what, you know, what makes, what sells and makes you stand out from the pack. Be yourself when you're doing this show. Don't try to be nobody else. So.
I concur, my brother. I concur. Are you going downtown for the any day for the draft?
Man, I'm going to be working, man. I wanted to be down there when I heard with the 29th pick.
Mm-hmm.
Our Detroit Lions. I was down there now. You remember, I was down there when Roger Goodell announced the draft was coming. And I was telling myself, I got to succeed. Remember, I was still at campus working, man. Technically, I was still at the riverfront. I left for an hour or two and got pulled to go to campus and work detail security. And then after
that's
it was done, then go back to the riverfront.
Hey.
Yeah.
Well, Dominic, man, you know, some things ain't meant to be, you know. Just if it helps you even more, I won't be down there either. I thought about going down there, but I'm good. It's gonna be jam packed and crowded and whatever. But I would love to go down there, but I decided I'm not unless I get called.
I would love to, but I right now where I'm doing working at, man, it's gonna be jam packed and crowded that, you know, it's going to need my assistance. So,
yeah.
So I I may be just got to enjoy the festivities from the red balloon where I will be at.
Hey, that's all right. That's all right. All right, everybody. Y'all been listening to Wrestle Talking to D. We'll be back soon, if not next week, week after next. Definitely every other week. I want to push these things out, half hour, 60 minute, 90 minute shows, whatever is left for us to do. We want to do it. Thank you to Dominic. Dominic, feel free to share this on your platforms for your view purposes. You know, if you got YouTube, you know, you can always take this link and attach it to your YouTube. I haven't figured out the YouTube thing yet, but at some point I definitely want to do that. But thank you for listening, everybody. This is Russell talking to D. Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash on blogtalkradio.com. Have a good night.